Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy O'Brien. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesci fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to third for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. O'Brien moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McDermott. Dillinger scores. Fain moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a pop-up towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Joost. McDermott moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. McDermott scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien bunts towards the mound. Brissy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Batts for the out. O'Brien moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chapman moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts throws to second, with Stevens covering, and has Chapman trapped. There's the throw to Pesky, who tags Chapman for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott fires to first and picks off Dillinger. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter strikes out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0-for-1 in the game. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Batts reaches second base with a double. Zarrilla scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McDermott hits a line drive into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a line drive towards third. Pesky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallo strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Dillinger for the double play. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Stevens steals second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. One out. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Batts is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Mike Guerra. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock strikes out. One out. Kermit Wall pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Wall moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Harry Bird now pitching. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. DiMaggio moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 4 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesky moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Carl Scheib now pitching. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dillinger moves to third. Fain moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dillinger scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.